Well, one person that is definitely not coming out a winner is Lori Dorholt. She co-owns Ardella's Downtown Diner in Willits, California. That's about 150 miles north of San Francisco. And the city of Willits has told businesses to reduce water use by 35%, which is not easy when you are a restaurant. Lori, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, good morning.
Well, so what are you doing to comply with this?
Well, you know, 35% reduction is about 12,000 gallons a month. So what that truly represents is that we feel as though we have to close 7 days out of 20 days that we would normally be operating to reach that number.
You have to fully close down the restaurant.
Well, we haven't come up, you know, a restaurant is a kind of a cleaning intensive environment, and there's really not too much you can do to get around that.
Why can't you go to, for example, paper plates or paper cups instead of dishes that have to be washed?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, California is a very environmentally sensitive area, so any use of plastic or styrofoam is frowned upon. Secondly, we serve pretty hearty food here, and paper is not going to hold up.
Now, you don't offer water to your customers unless they ask for it, right?
We barely give it to them when they do ask. We've been kind of negligent on our water for years. As far as that goes, yeah. We never have.
And I also heard that you have taken away the low-hanging fruit, if you will. There's no more plant life out in the front of the restaurant.
Right. Our landlord puts up plants around the full building, which I don't know. I guess there's probably 30 of them, and we have a drip system that goes into them. But we've all talked about what we can do, and he said that's one of the things that have to go.
Well, if you have to close down for 7 days out of 20, can you make a living?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we've been saving for a rainy day all of our lives. And instead, it just turned into a drought. So, I mean, as owners, we'll be fine for some time, but it's the employees that we're concerned with.
And how many employees do you have?
We have 10.
So what are they doing to make ends meet at this point?
We haven't talked too much about it. This month, we were closed the first week of January, and we haven't quite decided for sure how we're going to handle February. I think everybody's holding their breath, because if it rains, then we're back in business.
Well, yeah, how long do you expect this drought to last?
Well, they're starting to talk as though this could be a 3-month weather pattern. It'd be devastating.
Now, you have said that you think that every one of the restaurants in Willits is going to have to close.
You know, it's about 50-50. Some of us figure that closing is the only way to go, and other people are going to challenge the system and see exactly what happens if they do go over their water usage.
But for now, they're talking about rolling restaurant blackouts, right?
Well, that was an idea that I came up with a couple weeks ago, because I figured as long as, in my opinion, we're going to have to take closures, if we could funnel the people to the places that are open on whatever days, that at least while we're here, we'll have increased business, and maybe that will help the financial aspect of the closing.
Well, Lori Dorholt, co-owner of Ardella's Downtown Diner in Willits, California, thanks for talking with us, and good luck. I hope that you get some rain.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And if you're listening to us from California, from another state in the West, because there are many states in the Western United States that are facing extreme drought conditions right now, let us know. Go to hereandnow.org and let us know what you're doing to conserve water. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.